I'll start by saying it's always a pleasure to launch one of. I always find it a pleasure to launch one of Katie's books, and that's a good thing because she has a book launch about every 9 minutes. And in fact, I'll be really honest with you. If I ever do get an opportunity to get Katie alone somewhere, I'm going to break several fingers just to slow her down slightly. Because, no, alone, I don't want witnesses. She is making the rest of us look bad. And the first thing I heard when I walked in this evening was her telling someone, oh, well, the second trilogy's already done and I'm into the third one now. Which is fantastic and an incredible achievement and something which blows me away as a writer. It is just, and I'm very, very jealous of it. But I think what is more impressive about the Griffin's War, and actually, in fact, I'm going to talk about the entire Fallen Moon trilogy, for want of a better term, to start with. I will warn you all now, and I don't think I'm giving anything away, these three books taken together are the longest bloody introduction in the history of storytelling. Don't be expecting a conclusion that will make you happy and dance for joy and think that was satisfying because I know I've finished the story now. I think, in fact, I read the last paragraph, and I won't tell you about that, but I read it and then I sort of looked for another page and there wasn't one. And my response is, she bloody what? So I am thoroughly looking forward to reading whichever is the next book in the series, which will probably be about December, I would imagine, if she slows down. But what is more impressive, going back, what is impressive to me about this book is not so much the prodigious output, which is impressive in and of itself, but more impressively, what I'm loving about reading these books is watching Katie's growth as a writer across the course of them. With every book, and I should say I launched the Dark Griffin here almost exactly 12 months ago, wasn't it? And January. Was blown away at the time at the depth of the storytelling and the breadth of it and the fact that Katie had done something very unusual in taking the bad guy and making him the focus and looking at that descent into badness, into evil. What impresses me more is the increasing sophistication as I read each book. In this book, the bad guy, Aranath, is no longer bad. He's grey, and that's a farm. It's such an interesting and engaging character, and you can't help but like him in all of his awfulness. The good characters, you can't help but dislike them despite their alleged goodness. And I think it's a real sign of the deftness with which Katie is treating these characters now as she's getting further and further into this world and into this situation that she's built up. And for me, this was by far, all three books have been wonderful, this was by far the most engaging in that way, in the fact that at the end I was angry and I was pissed off and I was in the fortunate position of knowing Katie personally, so having someone to be angry and pissed off at. So congratulations, Katie, on this, on your, you can see up the back there on the shelf, the American covers for the first two are here. Congratulations on that. That's a fantastic achievement. I'm 11 books down and still trying to break into the American market. So that's an incredible thing that Katie has done there. And I'm not even slightly jealous. And congratulations on a wonderful story, on characters that get you and that grab you and that fill your dreams and that really irritate you at the very end of the book.
By just not being there.
So I think it is probably with more pleasure than even the first two that I am very happy to declare the Griffin's War officially launched and out there, and long may it fly.
Well, it was not actually my intention to piss you off. I didn't think that it really counted as a cliffhanger. I thought it was more sequel bait than actual cliffhanger, because the main storyline has pretty much been resolved, but I guess your mileage may vary. Right, so, where were we? Oh, yes. So, well, in the third and therefore final book of any fantasy series, Well, let me see now. The hero, having discovered his powers, trained his powers, gathered up new friends and lost others, is now ready to finish his storyline, to finish his particular quest. And I think the main thing about any third book generally, especially in fantasy, is that everything has to be bigger. So in the third book, you know, the action scenes will be bigger. There will be more characters. The cast will expand. And in the second book, a minor villain has always been defeated. So in the third book, is the time for the Dark Lord to come, to rise. This is his time to shine. This is the time when it's no longer about petty squabbling among lesser characters. It's time for big bad and big good to meet and finally have a showdown. And this book is, in fact, like that. And so, I guess the major question that you will have running through your head as you watch the Dark Lord run rampant through this book is, will he succeed? Is he going to kill everyone and take over? Or will that annoying guy with the sword stop him? Will there be a triumph for our Dark Lord? Will he get to take over and dominate the land? Well, you'll have to read it to find out. And I suppose another question would be, who will survive? Because the body count in this is pretty big. Because by now I've introduced enough characters that as I kill them off, there's more to kill off, basically. But there is, in fact, a war. The title is true. The title is not a lie, unlike some titles I've seen. For instance, The Leopard Hunts in Darkness was not about a leopard. I was very annoyed when I found out about that as a kid. It even had a leopard on the front cover, and then I found out it was about some boring human who was a spy or something, but who cares about that? Anyway, so there is, in fact, a war, and there is, in fact, a major clash between two particular characters who are on opposite sides. And Tony is right. The good guys are actually kind of annoying. But they're the good guys. You're supposed to like them because they're the good guys, and I said so. But fine, go ahead and like your Dark Lord if you want to. You get to watch him, you know, make witty quips and slit people's throats a lot. So I suppose I should go on to say, like I did for the last two speeches, that this book was also a metaphor for my own life and all that, that this was a culmination, but it isn't. It really, because this is, to me, it's the ending, but to me it doesn't feel like the ending. It feels like a beginning. Because, well, as Tony revealed, I have in fact finished the next three books, which do follow on from this. There is a bit of a gap, but it does follow on, so you get to find out what happens to everybody else later. And I've written them all, and they're with the publisher now. We haven't got a deal yet, but I will keep you posted on that. And at the moment I'm at work on book 7, which is the first book of the third trilogy. And in fact, just because I suppose people might be interested, the first three were called The Fallen Moon. The next three is called The Risen Sun, of course. So we have books 4, 5, and 6, which are The Risen Sun, The Reigning Sun, and The Setting Sun. And then for trilogy number 3, I've called that one The Southern Star. And the first book is called The Last Guard, but I haven't got titles for the next two yet. But we'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
Astronomy enthusiast.
I'm just glad you didn't call it eclipse.
Well, there is in fact an eclipse in the book, but I didn't call it eclipse because that name's already taken. And anyway, I don't use one-word titles. I don't go in for that current trend. Well, anyway, talking about myself, I want to finish on a more serious note. I suppose, like my characters, I have done a lot of growing since this started out. Not that long ago, really. And I went to Worldcon. And while I was in Worldcon, well, I did a lot of thinking there and sort of came to understand some things. And so what I've realized is that to be published is good and to be successful is good. But in the end, what really matters is other people. Happiness comes not from money or from success or even from art. It comes from other people. And that is why I give this book to you, for your enjoyment from me, and this is my gift to you. And I hope there will be many more.